Human Action by Ludwig von Mises. Introduction, Economics and Praxeology. Economics is the youngest of all sciences. In the last 200 years, it's true, many new sciences have emerged from the disciplines familiar to the ancient Greeks. However, what happened here was merely that parts of knowledge which had already found their place in the complex of the old system of learning now became autonomous. The field of study was more nicely subdivided and treated with new methods. Hitherto unnoticed provinces were discovered in it, and people began to see things from aspects different from those of their precursors. The field itself wasn't expanded, but economics opened to human science a domain previously inaccessible and never thought of. The discovery of a regularity in the sequence and interdependence of market phenomena went beyond the limits of the traditional system of learning. It conveyed knowledge which could be regarded neither as logic, mathematics, psychology, physics, nor biology. Philosophers had long since been eager to ascertain the ends which God or nature was trying to realize in the course of human history. They searched for the law of mankind's destiny and evolution. But even those thinkers whose inquiry was free from any theological tendency failed utterly in these endeavors because they were committed to a faulty method. They dealt with humanity as a whole, or with other holistic concepts like nation, race, or church. They set up quite arbitrarily the ends to which the behavior of such wholes is bound to lead, but they couldn't satisfactorily answer the question regarding what factors compelled the various acting individuals to behave in such a way that the goal aimed at by the whole's inexorable evolution was attained. They had recourse to desperate shifts, miraculous interference of the deity, either by revelation or by the delegation of God-sent prophets and consecrated leaders, pre-established harmony, predestination, or the operation of a mystic and fabulous world soul or national soul. Others spoke of a cunning of nature which implanted in man impulses driving him unwittingly along precisely the path nature wanted him to take. Other philosophers were more realistic. They didn't try to guess the designs of nature or God. They looked at human things from the viewpoint of government. They were intent upon establishing rules of political action, a technique, as it were, of government and statesmanship. Speculative minds drew ambitious plans for a thorough reform and reconstruction of society. The more modest were satisfied with the collection and systematization of the data of historical experience, but all were fully convinced that there was, in the course of social events, no such regularity and invariance of phenomena as had already been found in the operation of human reasoning and in the sequence of natural phenomena. They didn't search for the laws of social...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?